top of the table, that's exciting. Bottom of the table, that's exciting. Like, that's the sort of football that you want to be in. These are the pressure games that in 15, 20 years' time I will look back on and I will remember. These are the important matches for me, not the middle of the table teams.
Subscribe to the Koi Gig podcast stream on the OTB Sports app now.
My racing moment on Off the Ball.
And they're off.
Brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland. Share every racing moment. Visit hri.ie.
You had a good weekend last weekend.
Yeah, it was a great weekend now.
What was it actually like in the build-up to the whole... Because it's, you know, you've come through at a time really when fans were few and far between. When they were allowed in, it was at a smaller number. So last weekend, probably the first weekend that you've experienced that full, proper, massive surge of crowds.
Yeah, for any claimer really to have a ride at Dublin Racing Festival is a great thrill. I said in TAC decorations on Friday morning to be on such a nice horse was even better again.
So when did you realise, so Birchdale is the horse you were on and it won, and we'll talk about the race in a moment itself, but when did you get the nod that you were being considered for the ride? Because it's the first time I think you've ridden Birchdale, is it?
Yeah, it was. I saw decorations came out at about 10:30 and I saw I was down on him, and I say that was the first time I heard anything about it, and
right, okay. I didn't realise it worked out. Not even like a heads up here, listen, I'm putting you forward for this, you might get it. Just check the declarations there.
No, I have a very good agent in Gary Cribben and full faith in him, and to be fair, leave it all up to Gary, and he does the job well.
This sounds a little bit like the Oscar nominations.
I wouldn't be too familiar with the Oscar nominee.
It's a surprise until the last minute too, and there's a lot of good surprises on it. So when that happens, right, because it's like, you know, the famous McManus colours, it's the Dublin Racing Festival, is there like a little surge of adrenaline that you get immediately, even just when you see the declarations?
Yeah, definitely. Say I remember texting a few of my friends and asking them, did they see it yet or anything. It was actually mad. Said, you know, you dream of riding for him, you wouldn't think that you get to ride for him in a big weekend like that from the get-go. So, it was beyond unreal from Friday morning on, really.
Did it have anything to do with the fact that he was out of the handicap, Mark?
Yeah, I suppose true. £4 out of handicap, I suppose it made sense then to claim 7 off of them. Say, look, it didn't seem to matter to him. I'd say, look, it was grand.
You had 43 rides over fences before that. How did the winner not come? You had a lot of placed runners.
A lot of placed runners. I never really got to ride any type of horse. Got to ride a few real nice horses over fences, but none that were of that kind of standard. I say, look, it's just hitting the crossbar a lot. Say it took me, 47 rides in total to ride my first winner, which was over hurdles. So I suppose if you pull back to that stat, it was just about time that it came through.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, but obviously the quality of horse in Birchdale ends up going off favourite. Was that the first time you'd had the opportunity to ride a horse that good? Over fences, I mean, specifically, obviously.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, it's true. It was a grade A handicap, so everything that was in it had its right to be in it. Them type of races don't come around every day. So it was definitely the highest profile race I ever rode in, never mind to win it.
Okay, take us back to the bit where you find out you're on the horse. Then, like, did you know anything about him? Did you go off and immediately watch back all the previous races? What's your preparation like so that when you get to the parade ring beforehand, or do you speak to Enda Bulger immediately and say, right, what's the crack with this lad? What do we need to do? What are we thinking?
No, I suppose I look back at all his runs anyway. But look back at him between Friday night, Saturday night. Then talked to Enda on Sunday then when I met him at the races, and like that day, you know, between Enda and Mr. Berry, they just kept things very simple, and you know, there was no airs and graces about it. It was just about getting on with it.
What did Enda actually say to you in the parade ring?
He just said sit fifth or sixth and enjoy yourself. So,
because you gave it a very, very, like, for somebody who hadn't ridden a winner over fences, you look like you'd been riding over fence for some time. I thought your confidence in the horse definitely helped.
Yeah, look, I suppose I know Leopardstown, there's still plenty long running after the last. And, you know, you see in all the big races, plenty of things can change the back of the last in Leopardstown. So, say, I knew there was going to take a bit of getting, and I'd say even after jumping the last, all I wanted was the winning post.
And you know how it's difficult for commentators when one owner has a lot of runners in the race, but for Inda Bulger to actually mistake the horse that he himself had in the race and think that he trained the horse who finished third was an interesting add-on to the story.
I didn't hear that.
He never mentioned it to me now, but he came in, tied the red cap all right. At least it was in the blue cap.
He would have been going straight over to Simon Torrens saying, "You took it up too early. What were you thinking?"
I could imagine that now, I'm glad I was in the blue cap anyway.
Talk us through the build up to the race then as well, because it is a big deal. What is it like at a festival like that where there is full crowds and everybody's so excited to be back out and having some kind of new sense of freedom again? So it's kind of an emotionally charged weekend for everybody anyway.
Yeah, of course it is. Definitely the stands were full. Probably a big help to Johnny tipped him up, and that everyone wanted the horse to run well. So it was a good build up the minute of walking into Leopardstown that day. You know, the atmosphere was there everywhere. The whole place was packed. You know, people wanted to see horses in the parade ring as well as watching them race.
The difference in that compared to, you know, last year, what, 12,500 that had a big buzz with Honeysuckle, and I guess that's why you're in the sport, Mark.
Yeah, of course. You dream of days like last Sunday, and that's when you're growing up there. There are the days you always think that, you know, you'd love to be riding there, you'd love to be winning there. So, you know, for it all to come along, it's just great.
And did it make it different in terms of your preparation? Did you need to consider how you would feel? Was there visualization involved, or were you like, absolutely, I'm just going to see what happens, take it as it comes?
No, I kind of see what happens. When I get to the races every day, I always go out, give the track a jog, come in then and just get changed. You know, I kind of have my own routine, and they say it was just from walking in, it was just doing the normal routine and just treating it like a normal day at the races. Now, it helped that there was an atmosphere there, and, you know, I was a little bit more excited to be riding on a day like that day, but, you know, just keeping the head too was also very important.
Yeah, no doubt. We might talk to you about how you go about that in a couple of minutes' time, but we have a new slot. It's called My Racing Moment, and it's brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland. Share every racing moment. Visit hri.ie or follow Horse Racing Ireland on social media. It's obvious that your win at Leopardstown is like a career high, but are there other moments in your career previous to this? Like, I'm thinking about your dad had a horse that you won on. Like, are they moments along the way as well that you're thinking, I've made all the right decisions to get to this point, I'm in the right game, I'm making progress, I feel like I'm on the right path?
Yeah, exactly. Won a grade 3 down in Cork before Christmas for Sean O'Brien, and say that was a great day. Didn't get to claim in the race, and the lads still used me. It wasn't a horse that dad or any of the family were involved in. So, you know, to be given that fate that day, you know, and be able to win on the mare was great. Other days then, like a horse of our own won the Grade B in Killarney. That was probably a really good moment for the whole family, because, you know, we had the horse, and, you know, it was probably dad's biggest winner, you know, of his time owning horses too. So, no, there's been plenty of good moments already, and, you know, every moment like that, it really shows you why you're in the game.
Can we dig into the one in Cork just a moment? Because obviously the family one, I'm interested in your perspective on that as well. But to talk about that, because, like, as a claimer, there's definitely, and we've spoken to people in the past who are talk about that process of riding out their claim, there's just a nagging doubt until you make it and you ride out your claim fully and you're just always being booked for races that people are just interested in you for the claim. And when you actually start winning without it, I suspect that's the bit where your self-confidence comes to the point where you're like, yeah, this is all going to be fine. Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, exactly. Especially to still have a £7 claim and to, you know, to be put into the hat for a race like that, you know, it's great.
And why do you think it happened, Mark? What do you think that people are seeing in you that they're backing you, and what confidence does that give you?
Well, look, it gives me plenty of confidence, but at the same time, you know, I have to kind of, you know, keep level about it all. You know, just keep working hard. Don't change anything once it's going all right. And you know, you could run away with yourself a bit, but not in this game. You know, you have to keep a level head about it. And you know, although it's great that people are giving me opportunities and everything, but it's about trying to keep them opportunities.
My racing moment on Off the Ball.
And they're off.
Brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland. Share every racing moment. Visit hri.ie.